you know, or while I find a catalog on your machine, or I look at the drawing or something like that, or whatever, you know, that's good. Now, the reason I don't like you to give your name in the beginning is because that takes the emphasis off the customer. So it's much better to get the customer's name, if you can get that in the beginning, and get some information. Then you can say to the customer, well, Mr. Ross, I can see that you are one of our finer customers and been with us for 10 years. I hope you're happy with your with our products and services so far. Let me tell you, my name is Sharon, and I'm going to fix this thing for you. Don't worry. You know, that's why I like the name offered up after the customer has had a chance to tell you everything that's going on. Now, a lot of people answer the phone, John here, and then the customer goes through all this thing. Now it's hard for you to say, well, my name is John, because you already said it before. You know what I mean? If you say it after, then it's like an offering. You know, my name is John, or my name is Sharon, and I'm going to be here to help you, and so on and so forth. But if I answer the phone, Sharon here, how can I help you? Now, after you tell me all your problems and so on and so forth, you know, it's hard for me to say, you know, my name is Sharon, because you already said that when you answered the phone. That's why I like to hold back on your name a little bit and then offer your name. You could try that, and I think you'll find that that's very helpful when you offer your name. In terms of projecting image and attitude, it's always about being self-effacing. My name is John Mitchell, and I wrote this book over here. You know, oh my God. Or, you know, well, Garrett, listen, you know, I don't have all the answers, but you know, I've been at this a long time. Maybe if you give me a chance, I think we could help you. You know, so that's self-effacing. I'm not towering over you. I'm back down, and I'm kind of being like, you know, just, you know, not too full of myself, you know, more like, you know, we're going to have some fun, and maybe I can help you, and, you know, we've got this company with all this knowledge and so on and so forth, and among our cohorts here, we can fix this for sure. So that's self-effacing. That's what we'd like you to be, more self-effacing. Okay, moving over to page 32, phone etiquette. Please do not start with the who am I speaking with. That's the worst thing in the world that you could ask. Who am I speaking with? You know, it's if you don't need the person's name in the beginning, don't even ask them for their name. Just, you know, let them tell you what's going on and so on. And then, you know, and I'm going to give you this process, this phone psychology thing, which will be very good for you, I'm sure, in a bit. And you'll see after you get to that, there'll be a point where you need, would it be all right if I got some information about your company? Can we start with your name? You know, that kind of thing. And that's how it works better. Just let the customer, you know, don't say, whoa, here, what's your name? You know, what come here with? You know, that's like, oh my God, don't do that, please. If the person gives you your name, you know, I remember when I was an engineer with GE in the beginning, I had a buddy, this is Mr. Zook, this guy used to say. This is Mr. Zook. I'd hear him on the phone talking to people. Mr. Zook, get off your high horse, Mr. Zook. You know, your name is Terry, for God's sake. So let's, but when you're talking to customers and they tell you it's Mr. Zook, then it's going to be Mr. Zook, you know, right, all the way through, man, that's for sure. Avoid acronyms. IV is intravenous, MAs are medical assistants. You must use an acronym, explain it. You know, and a lot of us have acronyms for all kinds of stuff, you know. And I remember we had a CADC when we worked at GE, which is the Customer Application Development Center. It's this big lab we had where we had machinery and all that stuff. And internally, we just, it was always the CADC. We're going to have a meeting in the CADC. Everybody come to the CADC. We had this. So, you know, if you're talking to a customer and I'd say, I got to go down to the CADC. I'll be back. You know, what's the CADC, for God's sake? Let's explain it and make sure they know. So be careful of acronyms. Absolutely no slang or profanity in business. No chewing gum or food, making any unpleasant sounds. Although I was chewing something on the phone when I was talking to a customer just yesterday, and I was thinking today I'm going to be saying, I bit into a pretzel and a phone rang, so I had a pretzel. You know, I was, but I didn't want the phoner. You know, so I answered right away. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, sounds like I got my mouth full of pretzel here or something. tell a customer what you're doing while you are entering data. You know, just so I've got to put down some information. Would it be all right if I were to enter some information about your company so I can look you up in a database or whatever, you know, and enter your information? Always please and thank you and just, to, you know, all that. You are welcome and all this kind of stuff. Avoid any silence on a phone. There should never be any silence on the phone. So if you're looking something up, you need to be talking to the customer. Or better yet, get the customer to talk to you. So How's the weather down here in Atlanta? You know, it's fine. You know, while you're looking up something, so now the customer's saying, oh, the weather, and you're going, okay, fine. You know, so the customer knows you're still on the line. There's never silence. Total silence on a phone is horrible. Customer's sitting there. He's a left-brain engineer. You're a salesperson, for God's sake. You know, you need to be making the effort to entertain a customer on the phone, and you can do anything you want to do there. You could say, I got to look this up in this book. It's going to take me a few minutes to look it up. Can I tell you about my weekend? You know, or whatever. I don't care. Make up something, whatever. Is it as cold where you are as it is here? I thought the winter was over. You know, get some stuff going there so you don't have any silence in your phone calls. Listening down on the bottom there. Use the word listen. Try to make that part of everything you do. You know, it's important for me to be a good listener. Some of my other customers tell me I'm a good listener. I'm certainly a better listener than I was before. You know, just use the word listen. You'd be amazed when you start using the word listen, you start listening.